Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
I've spent the last couple of weeks on the road, and I went to Australia to go visit a customer, and then I went to our sales kickoff in Nashville, and you want to talk about a long trip. That was one of the longer trips I've done, sadly not on an airline that I have any status on, it could have been worse, I suppose. But anyway, the fun thing about going to sales kickoffs, it is kind of a party in a sense that you're getting all the sales organization at Checkpoint plus our partners, and about 1,400 people showed up that covered the Americas, and they give us the corporate messaging and some stuff about products, and there'll be some announcements that come out in due course about new products, their new features that are coming out, or whatever you want to call them. And what I wanted to talk about today was actually about something that came up in our corporate messaging. It's something that I've always believed, and something that I've never quite understood in the information security industry. There's a lot of companies, a lot of organizations that want to, well, tell you what's going on, right, in your environment, and maybe not block traffic that they know is bad, because there might be some reason that you might not want to do that, or you're concerned about false positives or whatever. And so there's a lot of detective controls, and I'm not saying that detective controls are bad, but if they're your only controls, I mean, that's not so great either. I mean, think about if you really take this detect only mindset to its logical conclusion, you wouldn't have firewalls either, because what's a firewall do? Well, it stops things from coming into the network. Well, why is a firewall okay and not, say, next generation threat prevention, okay, where you're looking into that traffic a little bit deeper and saying, these are things that we know are bad and we're going to block those things, right? And because I can tell you from talking to most Checkpoint customers that they don't have enough people to do what needs to be done, right? They're always trying to prioritize. They're always trying to automate things where possible. They're trying to do more with less. They're not necessarily being given more resources to do it. And so, in that sense, right? If a security control, all it's doing is telling you things are bad, right? Then that's not really helping you prioritize, because there's going to be a lot of bad things depending upon where you're looking in your environment. If you know something's bad, you should block it. That's honestly, if you're feeding your security controls with all the latest threat intelligence, and you're managing effectively, and you're using tools to sort of bubble up the things that are the most important, then you're staying one step ahead of the evolving threats. And again, let's face it, the bad guys are, they're trying to stay one step ahead, or more than one step ahead. And I know the folks at Checkpoint are, they firmly believe that they can stay one step ahead. Now, no tool is a silver bullet, right? And, every tool is going to miss something, right? But what I do know is that you have to manage whatever tools that you have, you have to manage them effectively. And, honestly, if you can stop stuff, you should, right? I mean, that just makes nothing but sense. But it kind of baffles my mind that there's a large chunk of the security industry that's like, we'll just let you know that it's happened. We shouldn't block it, because you might accidentally block legitimate traffic. Well, I'd rather do that, right? In manage that rather than, let something in the environment. Because once it's in the environment, good luck trying to get rid of it. I mean, the way I see a lot of companies do remediation, doesn't instill a lot of confidence in that they've identified whatever the threat is that's entered the environment and perhaps done some lateral movement, and then eliminate it. I mean, it's but your best bet is to not let it go in the first place, and it just boggles my mind that there are people out there that think that letting bad stuff in is actually a good idea. It's not. It's not what you should do. And I can tell you, Checkpoint doesn't believe in that, right? They've always taken a prevention first mindset. It's always what it's the entire time I've worked with or for Checkpoint, it's always about blocking things that we know are bad first, right? And that's, and yeah, you may have to tune stuff, and that's fine. fine, right? You should be managing your security controls. I would, you know, I'd rather block a false positive than let in a false negative, right? If we can eliminate the false negatives, that would be good. That's not to say false positives are fantastic either, but block the things that you know are bad. That just makes nothing but sense. And when you're feeding your security controls with, you know, all the latest intelligence and technology to improve, and as the threats evolve, so does the information, right? You want to leverage that as quickly as you can. This is kind of a rah-rah, you know, I think Checkpoint's doing a great job here. And of course I work for Checkpoint, so you wouldn't expect me to say anything less, I suppose. But I mean, the fact that I'm still working for them, and I've been working for them, I've essentially made my career working for Checkpoint, in one way or another. So, you know, I believe in this stuff. I wouldn't be saying this stuff if I didn't think it was true. So prevention first is, you know, again, I think the best thing. And you know, that was the key takeaway from our sales kickoff. And the messaging was that's what we're about, and we need to, you know, it is the right thing to do, and so I'm hoping we'll see a little bit more messaging around that and some of the other ways that I would say Checkpoint is superior, or at least has a superior approach to some of the other vendors out there that are in that space. And again, I apologize for the rah-rah on my personal podcast, but just got back from sales kickoff, so it's kind of on my mind right now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.